Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. The late, great Dan Fogelberg. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for staying with me. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Don't forget to listen, read, ask questions. You can subscribe to my newsletter. You can check out the body of work that Cliff Inico has deposited with us over the last several years that he's been a member of our Brain Trust. You can go to his suite right there. Very handy to do that. Just you can type his name into our search engine or find him in the Brain Trust. Cliff Inico, E-N-N-I-C-O, and he's our guest this hour, this half hour, the author of the eBay Marketing Bible. We're talking about franchising, Cliff, and we were just talking about some of the issues. What are you seeing out there in terms of getting financing, getting a franchise capitalized these days? Is it still as difficult as you would think it would be?
Well, you know, a lot of people now, Jim, are doing these 401k rollovers.
Yep.
I don't know if you've heard about these.
Yep, I have.
But there's it's a
tell the audience how that works.
Okay. Basically, there are companies that specialize in doing it. It's a little teeny tiny loophole in the tax laws, but it is legal. What you do is you set up a C corporation for your business. The C corporation then forms a profit sharing plan. Which is important because only C corporations can have those under the federal tax law.
In other words, S corps and LLCs can't do that.
S corps and LLCs, you can't do this with that. You got to have a C corp. Then what you do is you roll your 401k or a portion of your 401k over into the profit sharing plan, and then use that money to fund your business. The profit sharing plan actually buys shares in your company over time, and that's how you get money into the company to pay the initial franchise fee, do the build out of your restaurant, whatever it is you're doing. Now, this is, first of all, it is legal, you know, but and there's a big but here. A famous Supreme Court judge once said that to say that something is legal is to say the least good thing about that something. You got to be careful with this. The IRS,
legal and prudence might not be the same thing.
Yeah, don't do these yourself. There are companies that specialize in this. There's an outfit out in California called Benetrends.com. Mm-hmm. There's another one called Guidant Financial. There's actually one called FranFund, F-R-A-N-F-U-N-D, that specializes in doing these four early-stage franchises. Make sure you use one of these companies. Do not try.
So if you've got enough money in your 401k to buy a franchise or to capitalize a franchise, which is more than just buying the franchise, you have to have some operating capital as well.
Correct.
You roll that out of your retirement fund into the C corp, which becomes the new holding company for those.
Correct. You run the franchise through the C corp. That's
yeah.
Right. Yeah. Now there's some rules here. The IRS hates these things. They gave it the acronym. The IRS is actually kind of cool sometimes. Whenever they don't like something, they give it a very funky acronym. They call these things rollovers as business startups. Which sounds awkward until you do the acronym, and it's ROBS, ROBS. When the IRS gives something a name, ROBS, you know they don't like it. They really don't. So the IRS is really scrutinizing these now with an electron microscope, these transactions. But they are legal, and if you do them right, they're not an audit trigger or anything like that. But just make sure you use one of the...
But remember, you know, some franchises don't make the person rich. Some franchises fail, and so you're putting your hard-fought 401k, you're putting it at risk.
I always tell clients, Jim, you're still an entrepreneur when you buy a franchise.
Yeah.
You know, you got to market the concept. You got to get the name out there. Do not the people that don't do well in franchising are the people who sit back and let the franchise name do all the work.
Or they're like I would be. They think they have a better idea than the franchisor, and they violate the rules. See, that's the reason I could never be a franchisor, a franchisee, because I always think I've got a better idea. See,
you and I would be the same.
My entrepreneurial coloring is always outside the lines.
Yeah, exactly. Now, there's a famous New Yorker cartoon. It shows a guy interviewing for a job, and the guy says to him, "Well, your credentials in creative decision making are very impressive, Mr. Jones. But what we really need around here are creative order followers."
Right.
Exactly. And that's exactly what a franchise is all about. You have a limited amount of creativity, but you got to follow the franchise.
My favorite story.
You got to follow it pretty slavishly.
My favorite story is there's one company here that's in the food business, and they have great chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
And I love the chicken salad. So I'd go buy a pound of the chicken salad from time to time. And then all of a sudden, I bought it, and it tasted different. And I went back, and I said, what's different about your salad? They said, well, we changed it from sweet pickles to dill pickles.
Yeah.
And I said, I like the sweet pickles. He said, I'm sorry. But he said, the recipe coming down from the franchise says that we have to use dill pickles. I said, but I want it the old way. He said, I'm sorry.
Can't do it.
That's I mean, they literally wouldn't change the pickles.
Burger King and McDonald's now are doing chicken and salads and healthier fare. You can't opt out of that program.
That's
you
right.
Learn how to do chicken if you're a Burger King franchisee.
Right.
That's the deal. You got to go along with the program. And for a lot of people, though, that's not a problem. What they really want is something that resembles their old corporate environment again, which
right.
is fine as long as you know that you're the one who's got to get out there, especially if you're buying an early stage franchise that doesn't have a lot of units on the ground.
But back to the risk of your retirement fund, you know, a lot of people these days are saying, well, how could that be riskier than the stock market? And you and I can't argue with him about that, Cliff.
You know, a guy told me that recently. I was warning him, said, keep in mind this is your retirement money, you're kind of rolling the dice with it.
Yeah.
He goes, Cliff, show me a better investment out there.
Than me.
You know,
how about that?
Sure. I'm investing in myself.
That's
what
right. What
investment is there?
And you know what? That's an excellent point and one that I would leap to very quickly. Quick break. Right back with Cliff Finico. Cliff, give us your website quickly one time.
SucceedingInYourBusiness.com.
Check it out. The books are there, too.
That's where all my stuff lives. And I got some great stuff there, too, for people that are looking to buy franchises.
All right. So check it out. Quick break, Tintail. Right back with Cliff Finico. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.